Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. Something I for sure love having in my home is super clean countertops. And I love when it smells good too. So you can bring the vacation vibes to your home with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy with a refreshing scent that'll transform your space into a tropical island retreat and give you a powerful clean. No plane ticket required. Unleash your self-expression with the enchanting coconut fragrance of Clorox Scentiva. You can get yours at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. I feel like there are so many weddings right now, and even people planning vacations for the summer, celebrating a birthday, whatever the case. Maybe you're just going on a trip for something and you need a new carry-on. Well, Macy's has got you covered. Macy's Friends and Family Sale, the one you wait for, where you can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. They've got 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping at $25, April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in store. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. My social battery right now is closer to drained. And very far away from bursting with energy. That is because I have spread myself too thin. So what I've had to do is press a quick pause on my life and ask myself, what can I do to recharge and then also not get myself back into this position again? And pausing with the question is a tool that I learned in therapy, a check-in tool. Therapy has given me so many tools, very simple ones such as that one, to more involved ones, like setting big boundaries. And it isn't just for those that have had some big life event or experienced major trauma. It's for everyone. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Get yourself some tools to have in your toolbox. It's entirely online. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can also switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. I'm about to go try to press pause so that I can come up with a plan to recharge my social battery, and I'm thankful for that tool. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/4things today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/4things. Happy Tuesday. I'm Amy.
And I'm Kat.
And welcome to The Fifth Thing. Today's quote, well, I'm going to do multiple quotes today because before we hit record, Kat was like, I hope our quote is lighthearted. And I was like, okay, might need to revisit this because Kat wants to laugh with some quotes. So I'm going to read multiple from my favorite Instagram account, elarroyo_ATX. It's a Mexican restaurant in Austin. Shout out, that has an awesome sign. And when you drive by, it's always fun to see what they put on it. But if you don't live in Austin, you get to follow their Instagram account and see the funny things that they put up. So Kat, I'll roll through some of the recent signs that have been put up, and we'll see if any of them give you whatever feeling you're chasing right now. You'll like this one, I think, maybe because you're a therapist. Best friends are basically therapists who get paid in margaritas.
I do like that one.
But also, you get annoyed by a lot of people on social media that think they're all therapists.
That is also true. But that's when people are like trying to make money off of them doing that. That's just like, you know, being fun. So that doesn't bother me.
It's fun and also important, the role that a best friend can play.
That you can share your deepest things.
Yes.
And I'm for it.
Therapeutic. For yes, we're for that one. 75% of arguments start because someone hasn't eaten yet.
Well, actually, I do like, I agree with that.
What's the latest argument you and your boyfriend have had?
We have only been in one argument, and I don't even know that I would call it an argument.
But how long have y'all been together?
A little over 2 months.
So 2 months, one argument?
Is that a good sign or a bad sign?
I feel like that's a good sign.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like.
I think so too.
That's really good.
Also very easygoing, so I don't really know what would actually make him upset. It's probably more about me getting upset.
Okay. I can see that. What about my body is not a temple. It's a thermos for queso. I love that. I love me some queso. That is for sure. When you are tired at night and everything's funny, but when you're tired in the morning, nothing's funny. Think about that one. When you're tired at night, you're delirious.
And you're like loopy.
Mm-hmm. But then if you're tired in the morning, you're irritated.
You're annoyed.
Mm-hmm. They hit the nail on the head with that one.
Do they do this every week?
No, they do a sign every day.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. Every single day.
I wonder if that's
day.
Like one person's job or if they collectively like find things.
It has to be.
And like, well, how much do you get paid for that job? Because that's now like a lot of pressure.
Yeah. Okay, now I'm going to move on to the original quote from my girl, my other obsession, Mel Robbins. I took a screenshot of this one and sent it to Kat the other day because I'm like, this is so good. But Mel put up, the move that you're afraid to make is the one that will change everything. Trust yourself and do it. See, but I read that and then I'm like, but how do I know I can trust myself? What is the right thing I'm supposed to trust? Because I'm like a ping, ping, ping pendulum.
Yeah, but I also live in a space where I really do think that like we can't really mess up. There's this like quote, and I don't know if it's from like a Super Soul conversation or what it's from, but it's Oprah talking and she's talking about failure. And I've read it on Uni Therapy before, but she basically is talking about how like every decision you make is going to lead you to another situation that's going to lead you to another situation that's going to lead you to another situation. And even if they don't turn out the way you wanted them to be, they're taking you to where you need to go. And so you can't really mess up because the whole idea was like, what is failure and what is messing up? Like if you make the wrong decision because you trust your gut, how do you know it's the wrong decision? Because what you wanted to happen didn't happen. But what if what you wanted to happen wasn't supposed to happen?
Right. Okay. See, I know. I can be talked back through it.
I always have to land there of like, I cannot mess my life up because my life is just a series of events that take me to where I eventually need to go.
Right.
We don't like all of the events.
Unless, of course, I go do something extreme like, you know. Well, that's not what you're referring to.
No.
Because my mind immediately goes to like, well, I mean,
I'm going to move
I could
to
do
Canada.
This and this and that would be pretty bad. Or I could do that and that would be bad. But that's excluding all maybe illegal activity.
Yeah, that's not in this chat. But yeah, I think that like trust your gut or like a lot of times we know what we want to do and we know what we need, but we get so afraid of the what ifs and then we get paralyzed and then we don't do anything. And that's not the right decision either.
Well,
right?
Yeah. And on a lighter note, remember how I was scared to make that crazy peach cake for my daughter? I made it.
I did see that. I actually just asked Stevenson if it was good.
So what did he say?
I'm going to go no comment here.
Okay. Well, listen, don't be scared of failure because, you know, sometimes you just have to show up and it's about trying and doing your best. Mm-hmm. And that's what I did with that cake because the version on YouTube from some Korean cooking show was unattainable. There is no way I could have made something as beautiful as that person who clearly has a lot of views on YouTube. So she creates art.
It's her job.
It's her job. She has this one particular peach cake has 11 million views. And so I thought, wow. And it is kind of therapeutic to watch. There is no recipe in the section, like even the description section of YouTube. You just have to watch the video play by play. So there was a lot of rewinding. I'm sure I missed some steps. That may have been the problem, but I feel like I got every ingredient and every step of the recipe correct. And I feel like I got the overall vibe, but it just was not exactly what Stashira was expecting, but she did appreciate the effort.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, yeah, the cake might not have turned out how it looked in the video. And maybe the point of all of that was you showing Stashira that you wanted to do this for her and do it with her. Because did she help you?
Yeah, we did.
So the experience of doing that and showing her that you cared enough to do this really hard thing with her, that probably was more important.
Yeah. And then I felt, yes, to me, I just want to keep showing up. Like,
yeah,
I'm not a regular mom. I'm a cool mom. Like, you want some crazy Korean cake from YouTube where I don't even know some of the ingredients and I got to find them and they're obscure and nothing is in, you know, measurements that we're used to. It's like all grams and which I realize that's not as hard. My sister taught me when she was on the podcast because of her coffee shop, they bake a lot. And she learned once she started baking way more for the shop that, you know, as long as you have a scale, you just convert it over to grams and then you put the bowl on there and then set it back to zero and then start just pouring stuff in there. And it'll tell you once you get to 5 grams or 10 grams
so
or whatever.
So what you learned.
I know. I'm cool.
You're a cool mom.
Cool mom. Which I happen to be wearing my tie-dye cool mom pullover for her birthday. And all of her friends were over. There was like 17 girls came over to swim and hang out. And I was like, I'm a cool mom. See my sweatshirt?
She looks cool
tie-dye
too.
Tie-dye with Papa Hot Pink embroider on the neckline. And this is my shameless plug for that Mother's Day. It's like literally less than 2 weeks away as you're listening to this. And we have so many cute items. Last Thursday, Stephanie from Project MetaShare was on the podcast talking about the amazing work that they're doing to save women's lives. And she told us about these $30 birth kits that they have. That's it. The birth kit, $30, has life-saving materials in it that midwives can take out to rural parts of Haiti. And as long as they have those kits with them, they can deliver in a clean, safe way. And that if they don't have these tools. And so I think over 700 babies were born at their maternity centers last year, but then there's hundreds that are happening that can't make it to the maternity center because they're too far out, or they can't get there in time, or they don't have a vehicle. And we were able to help them purchase ambulances last year for Mother's Day. But anyway, there's just so many cute items. And I feel like a podcast, it doesn't give me, like when I'm talking about it, I don't do the best job describing how cute the items are. But Kat got our star necklace from her mom for Easter.
And I have the cool aunt tie-dye sweatshirt. I think it's different because it says it in print.
Yeah, in print. It's different. I don't know if we still have that one available.
Oh, really?
We might in a t-shirt. And then we have a new cool aunt sweatshirt that's available. I know Mother's Day is coming up, but you might have an aunt in your life you need to shop for. And then I had my Four Things Gratitude Journal out on the kitchen counter when Kat got here. And Kat's like, my mom got me that too.
She got me this necklace, the sweatshirt, and the journal.
So thank you, Kat's mom, for being so supportive. And, you know, just think of people that are the moms in your life you want to shop for if you want to do Mother's Day, or if you have other shopping to do and you want to make an impact on this particular campaign for these birth kits. Well, anyway, so when Stephanie was on, she said these kits are $30. And I'm like, okay, and y'all need hundreds and hundreds of these kits. So let's sell some stuff for Mother's Day, people. And it's just hard to do it justice describing how cute some of the stuff is. Like Four Things Totes, my whole podcast, the Four Things podcast, it is modeled after the Four Things Tote. That was the original Four Things item. So it is something, it's almost like merch for this in a way. And customizing it might be overwhelming or daunting, but guess what? We have pre-made ones. And I carry our Life Goals Tote every single day. It's my work bag. And you can carry them to the grocery store. You can carry them to the pool, the beach. Summertime's coming up. You can carry it while you're traveling. It makes a really great thoughtful gift, and you can stuff it full of things if you want to go up a level with your gift, or you just give the tote, and that is a thoughtful enough gift in itself. And the Life Goals Tote is an option. We have a Dear Mama one. That's where the four things are just predetermined. And quickly, the Life Goals one is be kind, work hard, choose joy, give thanks.
I like it.
And then the theme song of my podcast, which doesn't play during the fifth thing, but every Thursday episode, is by Walker Hayes. Mm-hmm. And he goes, be kind, choose joy, love a lot, eat cake, be kind, choose joy. And that is on a zipper pouch, and it's called the Joy Seeker. We may even have the Joy Seeker on a pink tote. Point is, go to shopespoir.com to see all of the things, because you have to visualize the cute stuff. And I'm a person that has to see it. Some of you might hear it and be like, okay, I'm going to go buy something, blah, blah, blah. But I would want to see it. So shopespoir.com, E-S-P-W-A. Now, I do have some listeners' emails that I want to get to with you, Kat, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it can be hard to pick out the right gift for the person that deserves it the most. I'm talking about the mom in your life. But thankfully, Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to help mom feel special. You can shop by price, 25 and under to 100 and under. You can shop by category, like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or gift lists, like for the mom who has everything. Gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And things for grandma. Top gifts, like Dolce & Gabbana, Devotion, Eau de Perfume. Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie, which is a crossbody bag. Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven. And so much more. Shop at Macy's.com/giftfinder. That's Macy's.com/giftfinder. All right. It's wild to think that women were excluded from clinical research until 1993 when the law was changed. And women are essential to research. And Ritual, the maker of my favorite multivitamin, they know this. They do the research for us so that we can feel confident about what we're putting in our bodies. Now, a clinical trial for Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus showed increased vitamin D and omega-3 DHA levels in women in just 12 weeks. Now, as you can see, Ritual is clinically backed, which means they care about getting it right. Essential Women 18 Plus has 9 high-quality key nutrients in 2 delayed-release capsules. Yep, just 2 capsules a day is all you need. And the delayed release, what that does is it optimizes our body's absorption. Ritual is really intentional about all that they do, including the delayed release. Also, the minty flavor of the capsules and the look of them. They're really pretty in the bottle. Like, this is a vitamin that I don't mind having out on my bathroom counter. They look good, they taste good, and they help me feel good. No more shady business. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus is a multivitamin that you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/4things. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/4things for 25% off.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
A friend was over for dinner the other day, and, you know, we were just making conversation around the table, asking questions, and this friend said to my daughter, like, hey, what's something that makes your mom happy? And her response, without missing a beat, was clean countertops. Wiping down the countertops is a simple way for me to reset, especially when the smell is just right. And by smell, I'm talking about coconut. Coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva is my go-to. And I personally love that she answered that without hesitation. That means she knows me well, and that's really special. And of course, yeah, I do love clean countertops. I love wiping them down. I will always choose the smell of coconut over anything. I don't know what scent matches your vibe, but there's coconut, there's grapefruit, there's lavender. And again, for me, it's always going to be coconut. My kitchen smells like a little tropical vacation when I use it. And I love that with Clorox, I know I'm getting a really good clean as well. So it's a powerful clean and a refreshing scent. Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. You can get yours now at a retail store near you. The first one is from Donetta in Oklahoma. She said, hey, Amy, I'm catching up on the past few weeks' worth of your podcast and currently listening to your talk with Christy, which this is me talking here. Christy is my sister. She said, I love how you look at the miracles in the hard things. The birth of Pimp and Joy from your mom's cancer journey and your kids out of your infertility struggles is incredibly inspiring. I also think you should look at Espoir as a miracle from having found and adopted your beautiful children. That's a kind of miracle, like Pimp and Joy, that sends out miracles to others as well. Those are the best kind. Thanks for sharing your journey and growth and joy over the years. Your friend Donetta in Oklahoma. P.S. Also from the preceding Amy and Cat Chat, I find both of your laughs infectious and always find myself smiling along. So Donetta, thank you for that note of encouragement. And yeah, my sister was on a couple of weeks ago for 4 things, if you want to go back and listen to that episode. And she was on mostly to promote her HGTV show, but we talked about so much more, the hospitality gene at that. And that's when I decided I was going to bake the cake, because my dad would have baked the cake. Like, if I took my dad some weird obscure recipe,
Wasn't he a really good cook?
Yes.
Well, cooking and baking's different,
but
though.
He could do both.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. He would bust out all kinds of baking cookies. He could do it all. And he would even put his own twist on it and kind of make it better at times if he could figure out something, a way to make it better. And so that's just a special talent that I didn't necessarily inherit. But, you know, Christy allowed me to tap into that and want to channel that. And I did my best and I baked the cake. Mm-hmm. I did it. I don't know that I ever want to do it again, but I did it.
So if I bring you a cake, you won't bake a cake for me for my birthday?
If you...
I'm going to find one.
Okay. I'm going to start charging people because it takes me a lot of time. As long as whatever you bring me has the recipe written out, so
that's
I don't have
all
to
you're
watch
asking for.
Like a 10-minute YouTube video over and over and rewinding it. That's the part that's annoying. We also, while my sister was on, we were talking about, you know, expecting miracles, and we have just one life. We talked about these bracelets my sister got me, and they're so cute. And I love that they're a reminder. Pimp and Joy is for sure a miracle, and a Espoir is a miracle. My children are miracles. And the fact that it all unfolded, and like you were just saying at the beginning of like the next right thing led to the next right thing. And when I wasn't able to get pregnant, I thought, I don't understand, Lord. I just want to get pregnant. I just want to get pregnant. But I didn't know that next right move of going to this like adoption dinner that we were invited to would open my heart up to adoption. And then I would shelf the whole pregnancy thing because we couldn't figure that out and move on to adoption. What if I never took that step? Because then I had to convince my husband. What if he never took that step? Because he wasn't on board with adoption at first. He was, but after we had biological children. He's like, oh yeah, I guess I'm open to it, but we're having our own first. And then now it's amazing to hear him call his two kids from Haiti his own. Mm-hmm. And so that's
cool. And I think that is like the point of like miracles. Whenever I think of miracles that I've experienced or heard of, they come from depths of sorrow a lot of times. So I think to have something great like that, you do a lot of times have to go through tough stuff. We don't want to. We just want to have like a nice shiny miracle. But yeah, I think that looking at the things in your life that aren't really perfect and beautiful and looking at them as opportunities for like something good can arise out of this that I never would have dreamed of.
Yeah, never. And it's like Garth Brooks says.
What does he say?
Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. Which shout out to Bobby Bones and the Raging Idiots because they opened for Garth Brooks in Arkansas.
Oh.
On Saturday night.
Wow. Like open. I thought Garth Brooks was here. Wasn't he just here?
He was the weekend before. Oh. And then Saturday he was in Arkansas at the Razorback Stadium, 70,000 people sold out show.
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa. Totally crazy. Stadium show. Bonkers. Okay. Next email is from Emily in Louisiana. I never email people, so I'm excited for this. Is that weird? LOL. I just wanted to say that I've been listening to your podcast for about 3 years now, and it has really helped me become a more positive person. Yay.
Wow.
Thank you for that. Because I'm working on being a more positive person too. So I don't want y'all to think that I just come on here and I'm all positive all the time, because I'm not. It takes work. Okay. I love that you keep it real while also bringing awareness to serious, sensitive subjects. The world can be a negative place, but your podcast brings light to so many people. I'm a 24-year-old new mom, and listening to your podcast has given me so much guidance to healthy parenting. You talk about important topics that I would have never thought about, like not talking badly about my body in front of my daughter or talking about dieting.
Boom.
We're like, we have like things to say in the middle of this email because we're so excited about it. Oh, I love that so much because she's only 24 and she's learning this early on. So in this like first child. So you're going to like you have so many years to just be this message to people. I love it. Emily in Louisiana. I'm going to continue with your email. That is something my mom did around me, and I never thought about how it affected me until you did the Outweigh series. I love the walk thing and the fifth thing with Kat. Shout out. I also love the gratitude journal. I made my own journal with one I had laying around the house, but it really makes you appreciate all of the things. I just wanted you to know that you are truly a light and keep being you. Which, full disclosure, I didn't want to read that line about myself, but Kat just made me. Okay, back to the email. I wanted to include four things that I'm thankful for right now. So here they are. My baby, Ivy, my Nespresso machine, the Coke I had for lunch, And fourth thing, supportive friends. Your friend, Emily from Louisiana. And then she attached a picture of her and her baby. And she said here, she goes, I also wanted to include a picture of me and my baby since you said you like connecting with your followers, which I absolutely do like connecting. And I so appreciated being able to put a face with the email. So attaching a picture was very sweet. You know what a lot of people send me pictures attached? Birds. They're like.
What's the word where you're going with that?
Something bad.
Just birds.
Yeah, just birds.
Wow.
So like cardinals or blue jays or any kind of bird. Sometimes they're like, can you identify this? And I'm like, okay.
You haven't been putting out as much bird content.
I know. I put fresh feeder. Is it because it's winter? No.
Winter? It's not winter anymore.
It's almost May, Kat. It's not winter. But even in the winter, I had birds coming. I guess I just don't spend as much time at my kitchen table when I was kind of depressed. I just really got into the birds to just have something
spark
else
some
to think
joy.
About. Mm-hmm. And it still brings me happiness. Mm-hmm. And I love it that even my kids are like totally into it now. Just the other day, because I just put out fresh seed, my son's like, Mom, your mom's here. And I look over and it's a little red cardinal at the feeder. And they know that cardinals are my mom and blue jays are my dad.
Oh.
And they're just sweet to play along with me in that.
Maybe they believe it too.
Right.
They're playing along.
Maybe. I don't know. I think they're kind of like, Mom, your dad's here.
He's back.
Mom, Papaw's back. And I'm like, okay. But thank you, Emily, for the really amazing email. And I hope that that's encouragement to others listening that I don't want you talking badly about your bodies in front of yourself, like in your own mind, or especially in front of your children. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my mom didn't really do it in front of me, but I was exposed to dieting at an early age. And then that's where it all started.
Well, it might not be talking about your body, but if somebody is talking about a diet, that just sends the same exact message. And I think we don't do it maliciously, but once we notice it, then we can do something about it. I like that you said that you don't like when people talk about their bodies in front of themselves as well, because I always say, like, you hear yourself when you talk to yourself. So what you do say about yourself matters.
Yeah.
A lot.
And I mean, not to keep tying it back to espoir or different things that we have, but we hope that some of that whole line is encouraging. Mm-hmm. So there's even four things, affirmation tees and affirmation note cards that say things like, you are kind, you are smart, you are worthy, you are loved. And as a mom, that might be cool to wear around your kids because they're reading it on your shirt. And then they're the ones seeing it with their eyeballs. And then when you're looking in the mirror, you see it too. But it's a nice thing to have on to wear to others. And then we have the note card sets and they have little envelopes and you could write a note to a friend on it and give it to them so that they know they're smart, they are worthy, they are loved, they are kind. And the you are kind, like I use that with my kid. I think I even got this from maybe Dr. Becky or maybe it was another parenting book I was reading about reminding your children that they are these certain attributes, like telling them that they are, because sometimes they don't believe that they are. And when they're trying to make a decision or a choice, you can kind of just leave it in their hands, but say something like, well, I know you're a kind person, so I think that you'll figure it out. And then you walk away and they think, you know, they have to do some critical thinking to kind of figure out, okay, how they want to get, and then, oh yeah, I'm a kind person. So they tend to lean that direction.
When that offers some confidence to them as well.
Yeah.
You say like, you're kind, so I know you'll figure it out. It's like, oh yeah, I am capable of doing this.
Right. So.
Love it.
I feel like the four things affirmation tea would be a great Mother's Day gift for moms. So that way their kids see that over and over. And then moms might need to look in the mirror and remember like you are worthy. I have another email I want to read. This one is from Miranda in Wichita, Kansas. Hey, Amy, I just listened to the fifth thing episode this week with Kat, and you guys talked for a minute about living your life for the weekends, and it made me think of Jason Tartick.
That is Caitlin Bristow's fiance, isn't it?
It is.
He was on
The
Bachelor.
Is that how you say his last name?
I have no idea. I don't watch The Bachelor, but I think that's a Bachelor guy.
Okay, well, however you say his last name. She goes, I know, so silly, but I love him and his podcast as well. He recently wrote a book, The Restart Roadmap. I haven't read it, but in one of the promos, he said he found himself miserable and counting the days until the weekend and only truly living 2 days of the week before he quit his office financial career and realized this wasn't what life was about for him. Just thought that he's super interesting and it might be a good reach out for an interview for the podcast. If not, this was just good reinforcement for me to make sure to enjoy the little things during the week and make sure that I am living my week and not just waiting for the weekend. LOL. Lastly, just need to say that you guys always bring joy to my week and I always catch myself laughing along with you. Also, your new send-off has me smiling at the end of each episode. So with that being said, thank you. Miranda from Wichita, Kansas. And then she said, shout out to my mom. Ooh, I love the shout outs. Let's do shout outs. Shout out to my mom, Shanna, and my cousin bestie, Melissa, who are listeners of you as well.
Oh,
so love
wait,
that.
Have you ever had a bachelor or bachelorette person on the podcast?
No, I haven't.
Maybe this is your start.
I know. And I would like to have Caitlin on too. Maybe yeah. I could just have them on, you know, 2 weeks in a row or something.
Well, or you could do like a couples thing.
Oh, yeah.
I had a somebody message me the other day because I obviously am not like posting about my boyfriend all the time. And they found out that I had one and they messaged me and they sent me this guy from The Bachelor. And they're like, I've been doing some research. Is this him? And for anybody thinking that, no, I'm not dating anybody from The Bachelor.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. No, he's not. No. Tell everybody where you met him.
Dating app.
Yeah. But did you say the specific one?
Oh, Hinge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love it. Hinge. Big fan right now.
Because some of my friends like Bumble. Some of my friends like Hinge. You did both. But just.
But I didn't really like Bumble.
I know. I have a friend that really likes Bumble. But, you know. She hasn't had the best of luck with it, but she also enjoys Hinge. But she goes out like a lot. And sometimes you have to put yourself out there.
Oh, right. Because think about all my bad dating experiences.
Oh, they were bad. Yeah.
So it was a long time coming.
Yeah. We're thankful.
Thankful.
Thankful for P-Dog. Is that my new nickname for him?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we love hearing from you all. I wish we could get to every email that comes in. I'll have some more for next week, but fourthingswithamybrown@gmail.com is where you can send us notes. If you want it on the fifth thing, make sure you put fifth thing in the subject line. And then if you want to do a listener Q&A, I will be starting those back up once I get done with my movie.
Wow. Have we talked about that?
We haven't really yet because I don't really know what I can say. I mentioned it last Thursday. And we mentioned it on the Bobby Bone Show.
Okay. That I'm going to be. So we all know that Amy's now a movie star.
Right. I have a role in a movie.
A movie star. We're going
small.
Movie star.
Okay. They did define my scene as pivotal, but I am in like maybe one or two scenes towards the end.
That counts.
Okay. Like you'll have to watch the movie and get through the entire thing until you see me at the end-ish. But it'll be like, oh, yay. We'll have to have a watch party.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So fourthingswithamybrown@gmail.com. Hit us up. We'd love to hear from you. @kat.defada on Instagram. She would love for you to follow, see what she's got going on, especially on her podcast, which is called You Need Therapy. And the handle for that is You Need Therapy Podcast, which you put up a lot of really great quotes.
Thank you.
We should start using some of your quotes.
Those
at the
usually
beginning
come from
of our,
the show. Yeah.
Yeah, from the episode you do. Yeah. So, you know, if you're looking for some inspo, I recommend following that. And then, yeah, shopespoa.com for Mother's Day shopping. Sometimes you have to just like tell it for people in the back because trust me, I procrastinate and put things off and then it's like, oh, Mother's Day is here and I forgot to order anything and you're running around. But the point is you want to try to find something thoughtful. And I posted on Instagram last weekend that each gift comes with a card inside the package. So if you give it as a gift or ship it directly to them or just include it in your packaging, like whoever you're giving it to will know the impact. Like it'll know that it's supporting maternity care in Haiti through Project Metashare. And then it's like, oh, and then they know it's the gift that keeps on giving. I'm Radio Amy on Instagram. So would love to connect with you over there. And yeah, that's our fifth thing for today. I will see you on Thursday for four things. Kaylee Dickerson will be my guest. She is the wife of Russell Dickerson, who's a country artist here in Nashville and has her own podcast, Coffee with Kaylee. And she's just very encouraging, inspiring, wise person, and I've wanted to have her on the podcast for a long time. So finally sitting down with her, and she'll be this Thursday's episode. So I hope y'all will check that out and have a great Tuesday if you're listening to this on Tuesday or whatever day of the week you're listening. We are super thankful for y'all. And anything else? Closing thoughts, Kat?
I think you covered it all.
Okay. All right. Well, that's our episode. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Did we do it?
I don't know.
Is that what I'm supposed to say?
Waiting. You said it's supposed to be, and that's our show, but I like you actually doing a little bit different each time, so then it doesn't get like we were pre-recorded it.
And then we end with, thank you. Yeah. Okay, we did it. Yeah. Okay, all right, bye y'all. Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. All right, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth that no matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can really make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through things. Now, BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.